Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of 4-Day Weekends. Today's going to be quick. I am heading out in a couple hours to do a little long weekend with my hubby for our anniversary. So I didn't even really have anything planned, but I knew I wanted to talk about the shift in the season and the weather, because that's what's happening right now. And I know we're still a weekish away from the autumn equinox. I am recording this on September 10th, so we are 11 days out. But in the last weekish or so, there has been a very big shift in the weather. And not only in the weather, but in the energy. It feels like things have changed. And we had another walloper of a full moon and a eclipse, right? We had the start of the fall eclipse season and had the Pisces full moon with the eclipse just a few nights ago. And I feel like I got whacked in the head again. And I was just listening to someone talk about in 2 weeks, there's the sister solar eclipse in Aries. So there's another bunch of, I don't know, it just feels like the energy has shifted once again. And obviously, this time of year, there is a normal shift. There's the whole back to school. There is coming back from summer, right, where you're in this place of expansion and going and spending time outdoors and traveling or just doing things maybe you don't normally do during the rest of the year. And there is this coming back in. And it really makes sense because this time of the year, we should be coming back in, right? We are really, the window is closing on the rest of that summer energy that I talked about earlier in the year, where if you got to get things done or you want to make things happen or you want to create things, the window is basically closing. It's not that you can't continue to create, but it takes a lot more energy. And I am already feeling my energy start to wane as the days are getting shorter. Last night, my husband and I were taking a bike ride and it was 7:30. And I'm like, it is almost dark here. We're living in South Carolina, closer to the equator than maybe if you're in the north or whatever. We're not seeing that yet, but here, in the last 30 days, it has really shifted to, oh my gosh. And in the morning, I used to get up and take walks on the beach, and now it's barely light at 7 and I would be already over there sweating. So things are changing. The wheel is turning as always, but I just wanted to give a little nod to it. Again, we're not quite at the equinox, but it's really close. I'm feeling those fall vibes and those chillier winds out there. We've got some winds from the north. I've had to find some sweatpants and a thin sweatshirt, which I haven't seen since, I don't even know, May. Usually I don't reach for that stuff till mid-October, but this is the third year of really more seasonal temperatures coming in early. I've been tracking it because of my growing flowers and my flower farm. So I track when, especially when we have these big shifts in temperature, like the nighttime temperatures, when I wake up in the morning are in the mid 60s and we stay close to 80 in the summer. So I would wake up and if it was 75, it was like a miracle because most of the time it's like 78, 79 and really humid. So to go from that to down in the, you know, high 60s, it feels really different. So I just wanted to give you this food for thought of, hey, this is moving into the harvest time. We should be looking back over what we've created in the last 9 months or even the last 6 months and have since spring, right? Like, because now we're at those corners of the time of year, the other corners, right? The spring and fall, right? Those are the opposite. Those are the equinoxes. And what do we start creating in spring that we can take a look at now and start reaping the rewards? You know, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me talk about finding a different way to do marketing. something that actually feels good instead of forcing yourself into tactics that just don't fit. But here's the thing. Until you actually experience what it feels like to market from your authentic self, it's just a nice idea. So I created this thing called the Sacred Marketing Activation. It's basically 20 minutes where I walk you through discovering what your natural marketing voice actually sounds like, not what some expert told you it should sound like, but what actually feels true to you. It's really for anyone who's tired of trying to squeeze themselves into another formula, another blueprint. And if you've ever felt like you'd have to put some kind of persona on every time you promote your business, this will help you find your way back to just being you. You can grab it at donnaashton.com/activation. All right, back to what we were talking about. Harvest time means harvest, and it means what have you already created? What can you just tweak a little bit? Maybe you've got something going really good in your business and put the energy where the success is. So if you've got three things and one is selling like hotcakes, or one is the one that you've been bringing in your money from and the others are not doing as well, it may be time to prune. I literally spent 4 hours yesterday pruning and trying to clear out some things that had grown in my garden, because over the summer with the heat and the humidity, things grow like a jungle. And it felt really great to prune back some things and go, oh, I found another plant behind this other thing that had grown so large. I couldn't even see it. So what can you prune back now? Something that's been growing a lot and you are ready to trim it up, tweak it, refine it. That is the time to do this. This is the harvest time. It's time to sort of pat ourselves on the back and say, you did it. Hopefully, you know, again, things are really strange in business. For me, I am shifting and moving, and things are definitely moving around in my life still. A lot of puzzle pieces have not fallen into place the way I thought they would. And that's okay. I'm staying open and just moving forward in whatever direction feels right for me. And I'm just going to keep going, because I think there's a bigger picture here than just the shift into autumn. There is the gestation of what we've been experiencing since the spring equinox with the ascension into 5D and with moving into this new earth, that we are really in this gestation period that is supposed to end around the time of the winter solstice, where we're just, things are changing. And I keep saying that, I'm sorry, how many times have I said the word changing in this podcast? But yeah, I think everyone feels like we're just not on stable ground, but we are taking mini steps in the right direction. And hopefully that you're feeling the pull toward the higher frequency, toward this new earth, toward something different and new, and leaving behind these other areas that are not serving us, that are not the way we want to continue going as a business, in as marketing, and as a species in our new forms, in our new way that we're moving into something beautiful and different. So I hope you're running to get your pumpkin lattes. I know they've hit the stores, according to my daughter. I don't really drink coffee, so I don't see that. Gathering a cozy blanket and start to look back, right? It's hard for us. We're thinking about, oh, we've only got 4 months left in the year or whatever. We've got to hit our goals. But I want you to turn around and look behind you. Take a little time for reflection and see, what have you done since the beginning of the year, since spring, since summer? What is working? What's not working? We don't have to wait and reflect on everything until like November and December, because we still have this final quarter. So there could be some shifts or changes or refinements that you make to your business, and feel what's calling to you right now. What's saying, prune me away? And pay attention to your intuition. Go inside, take an hour or 30 minutes and have your favorite chai tea, have one of your favorite pumpkin lattes or dunk a lattes or whatever they're called. Sit down, light a candle, do some journaling, look back in your calendar and see, what have I actually done so far in 2026? And what do I want to keep doing? What do I want to refine? What could I do better? What do I want to prune away? And then that's all that really needs to be done. It's not time to recreate the wheel and go into this part of the season with brand new things for the most part. So I hope this gave you a little reflection. Take a few moments, even if it's 10 minutes, and just look outdoors, sit outdoors if you can, do a little reflection on your business so you can help course correct and make the rest of 2025 and start thinking on new things that will take shape in 2026. All right, I will see you next time.